You know, incidentally, I might be able to give you a little scoop. I interviewed Mike O'Connell, but you might already know this, that they are submitting data to ASCO, and he actually discussed this on the program, even though he didn't give me the exact numbers. But the thing that shocked me was that they didn't see an excess rate of bowel perforation. That's what they're going to report, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, the first paper we'll get is the safety paper, so...
Right. Is that what you were expecting, or what do you think is going on with the bowel perforations that have been seen, and would you expect not to see as much in the adjuvant setting?
Well, the one theory I have is that this is due to peritoneal carcinomatosis, that somehow patients with peritoneal disease are at increased risk. If you look at the ovarian data, much more common in GI cancers than breast or lung cancers, that is a common threat. Now, there's no proof that I'm right, but that would go along in an adjuvant setting where you would have hopefully a very low rate of peritoneal carcinomatosis that you would not have bowel perfs.
That's interesting. So you think it may be like a response phenomena to a peritoneal met?
Right. So if you had a peritoneal met that's starting to infiltrate in through the bowel wall outside in, that if it actually worked, that you'd spring a leak.
That makes sense. I mean, you have the sort of similar theory in lung cancer where you see the hemoptysis. The other thing about that study, and granted maybe the patients were younger, but I don't think they've been able to detect so far a difference in terms of vascular events. Again, surprising or not.
Well, first on the whole arterial venous thing, there still remains this misconception out there among U.S. oncologists that this is a venous problem. You know, PEs and DVTs, people are not giving Bev in those settings when the data really doesn't say that. The arterial side of things, again, this trial had exclusion criteria that we wouldn't necessarily use so tightly in a clinic. So we'll see what the data looks like once it's a little bit more mature.